The number was first reported by the Milwaukee Shepherd Express. The Department of Health Services confirmed that as of the end of September, 5 employees of Johnson's Packer manufacturing plant and 10 of their children were covered by Badger Care. The state's health insurance program for the poor is funded by a combination of federal and state tax dollars. Johnson has said repeatedly while campaigning that his employees have the same insurance he does. Earlier this year, he talked about it on Wisconsin Public Radio while discussing his years of experience running Packer.
During that 31 years, I've been buying health insurance for all the people that work with me. And, you know, one thing I want to note on that is I've always had the exact same health insurance as everybody else that that works with me at Packer.
The state Democratic Party's Brandon Lorenz says it's hypocritical of Johnson to attack government programs while benefiting from them at the same time.
This is part of a pattern with Ron Johnson, not being forthright, not being upfront about his own history, his own company.
The Johnson campaign's Sarah Sendek says Packer offers the same health policy Johnson has to all full-time employees. Sendek says that if employees opt out of that health care, neither Johnson nor Packer would have knowledge of their alternative health care choice. Nearly 770,000 Wisconsin residents are covered by some form of Badger Care. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.